You have probably heard of the phrase, hell on wheels. Well, that's the spirit of Antichrist. And all this week, the theme is breaking down the definition, the operating presence. Well, what the spirit of Antichrist is all about. It involves the globe. It involves the end of days. It involves globalism. It involves the destruction of billions of people down, towards the very end. It is what is behind, right now, the massive confusion on a spiritual level. And it is what is behind the development of Homo Satanus. This is Satan in human skin, maybe alive out there. At least we know for sure the apocalypse of Anthropos Anamos, the unveiling of the man of lawlessness, has not yet occurred. Listen, welcome tonight, Monday, August 23rd, 2010. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Listen, if you are new to us, we just encourage you to go to ShatterTheDarkness, one word, ShatterTheDarkness.net. And there's where you're going to find all the information. Very busy website, so you got to take your time. If you go to the middle of the website, just kind of scroll down, you'll see all about the live show broadcasts and the other broadcasts and series and all that we're doing. To the right, there are a number of other links and bits of information. To the left, a whole bunch of other links and series of messages and courses and so forth. So just take your time. We put up today the new Power in Your Praying, or A Powerful Person of Prayer, MP3. The series, Becoming Powerful in Prayer, I'm going to tell you right now, absolutely vital, absolutely needed. All across America, all throughout Canada, especially from what I heard today, Canadians, welcome. And I want to say I'm glad to have friends that email me left and right from Canada. We've been there before and hope to go back again. Always our prayers are going out to all the places all across Canada, to our good friend up there, Philip, somewhere doing some evangelism. And so listen, our prayers are up there. But today I heard, and I'm going to ask Canadians listening, whether live right now or later on in the archives, I was listening today to Glenn Beck for a few minutes, and I heard him say that in Canada, the Bible was being outlawed because of the hate speech bill that they have, or laws that they have. Now, if you're a Canadian or someone that knows about this, I would like some information on it, and you can send it to shatterxmailsbcglobal.net. The reason would be that the spirit of Antichrist that is globally operative, targeting politics, targeting population in mass. Well, that would be the presence behind the goal of removing the word of God from people's hearing and replacing it with something else. So again, the operation, and again, a supernatural operative presence, the spirit of Antichrist. Well, that is the theme, ShatterTheDarkness.net this week. Here's what it says. From Monday through Friday, we must know the difference. The spirit of Christ or the spirit of Antichrist. Let me ask you right now, do you know the difference? I believe if you're a believer in Christ, if you go to 1 John and dig into that book this week, you're going to find out that where to test the spirits. Where to know how to recognize the spirit of God in contrast to the spirit of error. For everyone listening, out there, operative around us, supernaturally around us, is both the Spirit of God working, operating. There is also the Spirit of Error working and operating. There is definitive evidence, a methodology on both sides of the fence. So it really matters what supernatural source. I mean, if you're being touched spiritually, if you're spiritual, if you're into spiritual things, the question is, what side of the fence does it come from? I will say again and again this week that the spirit of Antichrist is literally, listen, hell on wheels. Once again, welcome to the Shatter the Darkness live radio broadcasts. If you're brand new, this is Russ Dizdar. Thanks for dialing in and listening to us from all over. We noticed off the Shatter the Darkness site, 83 countries downloading archives and other MP3s by the thousands upon thousands upon thousands. And all we can say is the prayers are going up, and every country that is listed, we're putting our hands on and praying over. We care about you listening. That's why we're here. And the Spirit of God is our confession as far as who does guide us, who does motivate us. It is the love of a great Savior that went to a cross. And we hope that you already know him. And if you don't, great news today. The doors can be opened and the living God, Christ, can walk into your life. And it will be awesome if you allow that to happen today in your life. Everything changes from that moment on. Tonight, as we talk about defining the Spirit of Antichrist, we're going to talk about defining and then demonstrating some of the activity, primarily out of the book of 1 John. We'll look at that. But let me mention some things that are in the news. A question that Pat brought up last week at the end of the series we were doing on Allah. Please understand that all Americans, all Canadians, all Europeans, everybody should have the right and the freedom to research and study and declare the historicity of Allah, the archaeological evidence of the moon god, and take a look at all of it. Allah was never pronounced God alone, the only God, until the 7th century. And so it's important that we do the background studies, and we put up all the content, all the materials, and we did a bunch of these live broadcasts. And this is what is vital in America right now, in Canada, in Europe, because Allah, I'm not talking about Muslims right now per se, I'm talking about Allah, the entity, and all that is with that entity has an agenda. And I'm going to tell you right now, all the evidence shows that the spiritual presence and power of Allah backs, aids, and abets the spirit of Antichrist. In and behind the entire revelation of Allah and all historically what it is, clearly from the 7th century on, and the development of the Quran, clearly reveals evidence of the spirit of Antichrist. Now, Pat writes me, and I want to bring out some of this material to everybody. Very important, because today, again, there are now demonstrations concerning the mosque being built in New York. Now, please understand, I've said all week long, in America, I have the freedom to speak right now. You have this freedom to speak. We have this great, incredible freedom. I could not do this in Saudi Arabia or in Iran or other countries of the world. Nor could you go out on the street to make any kind of demonstration. Listen, when I read what Pat writes to me here, listen, I agree with you about the mosque not being built at ground zero. But only out of respect for the poor and the angry, brainwashed, in parentheses, victims. But if we don't follow our laws, state making no law in regard to religion, then it jeopardizes the rights for everyone to practice religion. That I agree with. Pat is absolutely correct. I've heard a lot of commentators over the weekend say the exact same thing. And that is where we stand. America, we are here with great and incredible freedom. I'll be out in the next month of September, all throughout cities around where I live. We'll be out evangelizing, sharing Christ. We were stepping out to do that this last weekend up in the Kent area. We'll be in Pennsylvania. We're going to be down in Las Vegas here. And so there's great freedom to do things here, and we need to make the most of every opportunity. Now, I'm going to go on to read what Pat says. Listen. Of course, also, we know that if Muslims played any role at all in the 9/11 events, it was minor. Now, that I don't agree with completely. I have no question of the shadow government involvement, the Luciferic. Because you just keep going, you know, if you go back and back and back. But I understand Allah's agenda. I understand the Quran's agenda. I understand for all these hundreds of years, the violence, the terrorism, the killing, And that's going on in the Sudan. Is anybody saying anything about the Sudan anymore? We're talking a million and a half slaughtered by Muslims. We're talking about that in many other countries of the world. So it's not just about America. It's about France. It's about England. It's about Chechnya. It is about the Sudan. It is about the Philippines. It is about many other places around the world. India's battling it. China's battling it. Many places around the world. Because wherever there is any basic adherence to the Quran, where there is going to be a temple built, where there's going to be an imam, where there's going to be a preaching out of the Quran, then the agenda will come out. And ultimately the agenda, like the imam that wants to build that mosque at Ground Zero in New York, he believes in Sharia law. He's committed to what would be absolutely opposed to American law, American Constitution, and the American freedom that we have. Let alone, when we say in God we trust, we mean God, the infinite God of the universe, creator, redeemer, God in human flesh. Please again, hear what I have to say about Allah and the Quran and the spirit behind. Behind that development is the spirit of Antichrist. If you understand the development of the Quran, its motivations for being written are partially in opposition to the Old Testament and Israel, the New Testament and Christ and Christians. That's why the Quran is going to declare things that are absolutely opposite. Why? I'll say it again. Why is it okay that people talk about a holy book, Quran, that blasphemes Christ, that teaches the opposite of the Word of God, that denounces His deity, denounces His saving work at the cross, denounces His resurrection? So in the context of a spiritual warfare issue, in the context of the Word of God, Galatians chapter 1, that if we, this was written long before Muhammad was born, if we or an angel of God was to preach any other gospel, any other Christ, if we were to come with a de-deified, non-saving, reduced Christ per se, then it says, let them be anathema. It is so serious by the Spirit of God that anyone that comes after all the prophets, apostles, angels of God, of all the testimony of God in human skin, Christ, and the power of the cross and what occurred there, you've got to understand that Allah stands opposed to that. The Quran is guided, directed by the spirit of Antichrist, denouncing Christ, denying Christ, reducing Christ, reducing the cross, reducing the resurrection, negating salvation, negating the second coming. It is a strong, massive spiritual declaration, no different than Dogma and Morals by Albert Pike, no different than The Externalization of the Hierarchy by Alice Bailey, no different than The Secret Doctrine of Helena Blavatsky. Absolutely no different. They all have one thing in common: the aggressive denial of God in human flesh, Christ. The aggressive denial of Jesus Christ's saving work at the cross. An aggressive denial of the resurrection and of the second coming. It is really, more than anything else, an attack on biblical Christianity, an attack on Christ. And so I warn all Muslims, whether Arab, whether European, black or white, that the spirit of Antichrist is behind that development. It is God that loves you that has come in human flesh and has gone to the cross. It is a spiritual warfare in New York City issue. Would to God that great spiritual revival would strike the churches of New York, that the atmosphere, the spiritual atmosphere, will change. Because behind the politics of the development of the mosque in New York, it's not about freedom of religion. It is about triumphalism. It is about giving Allah breath glory and space. It is about opening doorways. And really, on a political level, on a victim level, it is about slapping them terribly in the face. And don't forget that Muslims died there too. So I don't believe that we should build skull and bones, a satanic church, though they have the legal rights also. But I think that if any Muslim hears what I have to say and he's listening to the outrage in America, and I heard today that though the mayor and others were offering the imam and the mosque builders another place in New York. See, there's a mosque just a few blocks away. There's another dozen mosques in the area. This is not about, oh, we don't have a place to worship. This is about planting something at ground zero, distinctly, purposely. There is a spirit behind the political and religious motivation, the spirit of Antichrist. So I oppose it as a believer in Christ, as I would oppose any doctrines of demons, any spirit of Antichrist work. I oppose it as an American. I oppose it as someone that just says it doesn't make sense to do it there at all. And if there's any peace-loving Muslims, they would stand toe-to-toe and say, don't do this here. Go over somewhere else in the city. Go a couple blocks down. There's a mosque. And so you watch. There's going to be an enormous uproar. Don't ask me to give sympathy to the devil. Don't ask me to give sympathy to dark doctrines of demons. I will not placate my role, nor give passive surrender to the supernatural operating spirit of Antichrist in the many different directions that it's coming from. We stand opposed. All believers need to be praying for massive manifestation of the power of the kingdom of Christ, where salvations come by the thousands, healing and deliverance. It affects and infects the spiritual atmosphere of cities and even a nation. And if any American is listening to me right now, your hope is not in the political realm. It's what's going on behind the scene. It is time to repent of the gluttony, the greed, and the assumption, because you're an American, you have particular rights. All of that will be taken away if you sit blindly and just complain. It is time to surrender and seek God. Churches by the thousands upon thousands must move into massive prayer for this nation in following God's agenda. And listen, is anybody following God's agenda? In all of the political talk, in all of the ranting that's going on, is anybody talking about the great mission of God, who's not willing that one person perish? Jesus Christ, who changes lives, gives the gift of eternal life, brings peace in hearts and lives, forgives sin, heals bodies, exposes the dark side, and crushes it. Anybody talking about that? Now that's my focus. Regardless of your political background, military background, if you are monitoring the show, like the Nazis did in their day, of the kind of speech. You know what the speech is? It is the love speech of God loving you and giving you the heads up that there is a grave, hell on wheels, dark, opposing, deceiving, seducing presence that has grown in the frog in the kettle approach and is bulging and is infecting politics, critical mass thinking, and it is, well, as we explain this week, in America, in Canada, in Australia, in all of Europe, the deep fangs of the spirit of Antichrist have sunk into the spiritual developments, political developments, critical mass thinking. We have no idea the hour that we're living in, how close we are to hell's fury being unleashed in chaos and the rise of the most supernaturally, horrifically evil person in all of human history, the Antichrist. With his arrival in the unveiling, eventually, it marks less than 7 years left. It marks the fact that billions will die in, a number of ways we've discussed already. The four horses of the apocalypse, the seven seals. God has given a heads up, and it is a redemptive one. It is God saying the bridge is out and the storm is coming and take refuge now. That is the Spirit of grace calling to you. And may you come to the living Christ. All believers come to take up the cross, follow Christ. If you are only making political speech as a believer in Christ and not doing the mission of God, let me tell you frankly, you are in disobedience to God. You aid and abet by your spiritual passivity, allowing the rise and rancor of the spirit of Antichrist and the consumption of your very culture. Let me go on to say what Pat says, and this is so vital because it is heating up more than it did a week ago. Here's what listen, Pat goes on, and I love this. It says this: it is sad that Christians are so divided. They could never build anything significant together. Why don't we lobby to reclassify Islam as a death cult and an anti-human rights political party rather than a religion and ban it? Did you hear what he said? Now, of course, I'm not going to tell, you know, people ask sometimes, you're going to tell the last name. I never tell the last name of people. And Pat has written many times, and I appreciate the insight Pat gives. But I want you to hear. I hope that politicians will. I want Christians to understand somebody's writing the laws. Who's influencing the laws? Who's influencing the minds that are writing the laws? Here's what Pat says. Why don't we lobby to reclassify Islam as a death cult and anti-human rights political party rather than a religion, and then ban it? Pat says, just my thoughts, blessings for the conference. And Pat, thank you. This came in last week towards the end of the series we were doing. And that series now is being downloaded by the thousands all over the place. I have no idea who all listens to it. Who's listening live right now? I don't know. I do know I have witnessed the violence and the spiritual frenzy behind the radical desire to kill anybody that would come against Allah, come against the Quran, and, like Pat says, to reclassify it. Is it not an anti-human rights political party? What say you in Sudan? Around the world, what do we say where there are massive repression of women on a sexual basis, a public freedom, educational? I mean, what about the rights of women and the children, ultimately? What about the rights to be able to leave Islam? Muhammad says in the Quran, kill anyone that does. So America, Canada, you know, there are going to be those that you're going to take the concept, your concept of tolerance. Do you tolerate the Muslims taking machetes and slaughtering men, women, and children in the Sudan? Or like the one, I believe was a political cartoonist or artist that put out something that was very negative concerning Muslims. A 23-year-old Muslim hunted him down. And not only shooting him, running up, shooting him again, stabbing him, but then taking a paper warning everybody that does what he did and jamming it into him. Now, I heard Glenn talk about that. Of course, that's been news for some time. But this is the kind of thing that's occurred again and again and again and again. If you do not see where the hate really lies, I think Muslims desiring to build a mosque there on that place, I believe that's hate crime. I believe that's a hate speech. I believe that's an unbelievable insensitivity at this moment in history. But I also believe that it's purposely plotted on both a spiritual basis and a religious basis. There's a reason for it. There's a reason why they're now going to say, no way, Jose, to moving anywhere else. So we pray that everything will go, listen, we pray that God will move his hand against this. We pray for revival of churches in all of New York. We ask, you know, all Americans to voice what we're allowed to do here in America and say no and put your foot down. And that's true all across the country when it comes to Sharia law, the demand to literally bring anything under submission to Allah. There is no freedom there. There really isn't. So I'm sharing what I did last week and sharing this great insight from Pat, and maybe we're going to hear more about that later on. Now, I know we've got another series this week, but we wanted to be able to bring this out and let you know that we have an absolute right, and it is a right thing to oppose that, and it is a right thing to preach that God loves us, God came in Christ, died on a cross, and as the Bible says, later on, false prophets would come to be guided by the Spirit of Antichrist, lie about things, and present an alternative. That is exactly what Muhammad has done. And so you've got to decide, and as we talk about the spirit of Antichrist, you're going to see that everything about Muhammad's life, everything about the development of the Quran, everything about the power behind Islam is absolutely this hell on wheels. It is definitely part of the global agenda of Antichrist and moving towards the day of the actual physical apocalypse unveiling of the Antichrist. Well, let me tell you this. We got the conference coming up, Las Vegas, into this week, August 27th, 28th. We pray that you can come down. And we have a conference coming up in October at Canton, Ohio. And that is with Tom Horn, myself, Russ Dizdar. And we've got Derek and Sharon Gilbert and Jeffrey Rad. And there are websites built. Go to shatterthedarkness.net and you can check that out. We have a link always to all of the past show archives, and we're seeing that probably thousands, again, just off the charts for us. We're just glad, and may God use them, and we are glad to hear about salvations, people turning to Christ, coming out of the new age, and even as we've done before, we've led a young Muslim to Christ. That's happening all over the world. Please understand that. Thousands and thousands. Reza Safa, a former Shiite Muslim, is leading Arabs, Muslims all over, to Christ. And that is the invitation God gives to a love, to a forgiveness, to the ability to know God personally and be loved by God and be given the gift of eternal life. Listen, we don't have commercials on the Shatter the Darkness live show. We do not have that really on our sites and products and things like that. So simply said, in 10 seconds, if you want to support and help, on the website is a thing that says you can help sponsor this work. We can use your support. God bless you in it. Thank you for those that do. And we appreciate it. A lot of new things this Monday on the site. And it all begins with the theme. You and I, we must know the difference. If you know the definition of the spirit of Antichrist and the activity, and then during the week we'll go into the main agendas of the Antichrist spirit and how the spirit of Antichrist moves on people and what it does through them. Wednesday, we'll deal with the Antichrist, Spirit of Antichrist, presentation of replacements. Thursday, the Spirit of Antichrist, how to discern. What are the evidences? And then Friday, on the other side of the fence, the entire day is dedicated to the Spirit of Truth, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. In Romans chapter 8, here's what it says. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. Great chapter to look at when it comes to revelation on who and what God the Holy Spirit does. Now, I'm absolutely experientially convinced, biblically convinced, on a providential level, that many of you listening now and many of you listening to the archives will be engaged by the Spirit of God to be drawn to Christ. Again, whether you're in Finland or Sweden or Lithuania or France or China or Russia, for that matter. Today, when I went over the countries and one by one prayed by name the countries and where they're being downloaded in the cities for those individuals, again, over 83. And so, what is the agenda of God, of what we're doing? Well, we do a lot of exposing of the biblical prophetic evidences and revelation of the spirit of Antichrist, the rise of radical evil, the deception. We simply say we want you to know God. We don't want the dark side to suck you in. And right now, in this moment in history, the spirit of Antichrist, as we will term him. By the way, let me say this. I don't want to say it, him, whatever. Behind the presence of the power and energy and working is the entity and entities. Matter of fact, on a three-tiered scale. Let me mention that first. When it comes to the spirit of Antichrist, you've got to look at three things. Number one, Ephesians chapter 2, when it talks about the ruler or prince of the power, this is the domain, of the eros, the immediate dense atmosphere, the spirit who is now operative in those who oppose, it's those who oppose God. I mean God, real the Christ of heaven and earth. Those that would oppose. Now, he's operative in them. Allah, when it deals with Muhammad, when it deals with Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, when it deals with Barbara Marx Hubbard or Mueller or Spengler or Soros or on and on. Because the evidence many times flows out of people's mouths and the writings and speeches, what spirit is behind them. And let me just say this for all of us, but for believers, you've got to know 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. We read these words, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try," or literally test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Somebody's sending them also. Just as Christ has sent us into the world to reach the world for Christ with this incredible salvation and this calling of God to come home to Him, there's another side that is in conflict with, contrast to, and competition with. And that's literally, maybe even you, a few of you that are listening, have been sucked in. Someone says, "But I've got spirituality." Well, what's the source? Where does it lead you? Listen, does your spirituality lead you to a personal relationship with God where you know that you know God? God is awesome. God loves you. You know that love. You're forgiven. You know you have the gift of eternal life. You know that Christ is God who died on the cross for you. Do you know that? Because the Spirit of God will present all of that revelation to you and continue to give you more and more and more insight to the depths of that revelation. It is the other side of the fence, the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of error. Coming again under a three-tiered operation, per se. Number one, the fallen cherub mentioned in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. There's an entity that rules all of that sense of the spirit of Antichrist. Number two, there are hundreds of millions of fallen angels. They are spirits. And this is where why we're reading here, to test the spirits. See the word plural? Test the spirits. The spiritual inspiration behind people who are speaking. I'm going to tell you right now, when an imam speaks, there's a spiritual inspiration. When a real believer in Christ, who really has the Spirit of God, they're speaking the truth, the Word of God. The Spirit of God is speaking through them. So there is to be a recognition. Yes, there is spiritual presence and energy and power coming from both sides. One side will always, on the one hand, try to erase or reinterpret or reframe everything that God has already said about Christ, the cross, salvation, second coming, and then they will try to present a de-deified, non-saving Christ and a whole different agenda. That is the spirit of error. That is the spirit of Antichrist. And so when you listen to those who speak or those who write books or those who channel spirits or those who, go into trances, see visions, whatever their spiritual engagement, if what comes out is in opposition to the Spirit of God who is unveiled and testified to God, literally in human flesh, Christ, who went to the cross as a sinless Savior, well, then you've got the wrong side of the fence. This is the wrong side of the city. This is not the city of God at all. This is that side where the dark spirits cannot and will not ever seek to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. They don't want to preach Him. They don't want to teach about Him. They don't want to point to Him. They don't want people to know. The goal, reframe, cover up, present an alternative that is nothing. Contrasted is the Spirit of God. Now, we want to give a definition, but we're literally just giving you a little bit of kind of the tier. The fallen cherub is behind that operation, ramping it up more than ever. Number two, I said that the fallen spirits are operative. Even, again, Timothy 4:1 prophesies that this will be massive in the last days. And then number three, let me tell you that it's done in a very organized way, a hierarchy, Ephesians chapter 6, that our whole spiritual battle as believers and the spiritual operating things that are going on in the world is not against flesh and blood, not against politics, not against individuals, but what's behind it. Principalities, powers, cosmocrators, all of this hierarchy of the demonic realm, the fallen angel realm, in different operating and functional work that they're doing. Some clearly up in the celestial areas. Some are terrestrial or territorial, rather. Some are over, they can be over any temple that is dedicated to a demon god or goddess would have attachment. And so we're talking about spirits attached and on the grounds of ancient temples or current temples that are, again, opening the doors to those entities. This would be true of the ancient temples, too. But it's also the issue of possession, then, when individual spirits, by two or three or a dozen or more, get into people's lives. It happens all across the board. There is a hierarchy. There is a tiered, per se, organized presence behind this hell on wheels spirit of Antichrist operating in the world today. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is really today a hell on wheels. If you understand what I'm saying, that it's literally rolling on down the river of human life. And this is what brings outrage to real believers. And what is a real believer? But a genuine human being, a sinner like all of us, that has been engaged by God and has turned our lives over to Jesus Christ. It's not about, we're not preaching ourselves. We're talking about a Savior where He and only He could say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I mean, when you read the words of Jesus, there's no one else that says these things. You know, you can look at anything the Satanic Bible says, Helena Blavatsky says, the New Age writers. You can look at any of it. You can look at the Quran. Nothing, you'll find nothing in comparison to these words. And why? Because the individual. See, if you want to believe in something else, that is your choice. You live and die with it. But when it comes to the spiritual operating presence of the Spirit of Antichrist, the drive will be, as we'll define later this week, to reframe, re-speak, redo the whole of Christ, of the gospel, of the New Testament. And it always involves a de-deifying, a lessening, a obscuring the cross, obscuring the resurrection, all of it. And the goal is to present an absolute fake. Listen, you can go onto the streets in New York and have someone walk up to you. Want to buy a Rolex? You want to buy a Rolex? I don't know what they cost. I really don't. Some say in the thousands. And here a guy wants to sell you one for $49. Looks like a Rolex. Looks like one. You know what? I don't know if I've ever seen one on a person's arm. I don't know. But the $49 version is not a Rolex. The cubic zirconium, $995, looks like a diamond, but is not. And experts can tell. Now, this is why I'm saying God wants to and enables us to become discerning, literally almost like an expert in a way, to know the difference. I wouldn't know the difference if I'm in New York and somebody presents to me saying, do you want to buy a Rolex? I don't know. You know, I would say $49, that's crazy. Too good to be true. I wouldn't know what to do. If I got a real Rolex, I might just sell it to use it for other things. I you know, that's just me. I watched as this rapper here a couple weeks ago bought a $2 million car. See, I would if I got that car, I would definitely sell that car, get myself just a good old Ford truck, and use the money to get done what we need to get done in these days. That's what it's all about on this side of the mic anyway. Listen. Right now, working the world, it's a lying spirit, a lethal spirit, very powerful, aggressive, extremely capable of mass deception and seduction. The spirit of Antichrist. Now, have you read in 1 John, this is mentioned again and again. It goes on to say in 1 John chapter 4, verse 2, the reason why we are supposed to test the spirits? Well, here's what it says. Hereby know, the Greek word K-N-O-W comes from the Greek word gnosko. And that's used over 45 times in the book of 1 John. It's about an experiential knowing that you know that you know that you know that you know. This is how you know that you know that you know that you know the Spirit of God. This is how you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit, anyone that's speaking and preaching and teaching and sharing that confesses that Jesus Christ is all that the prophets and all that the scriptures says that he is, Emmanuel, God in human flesh, well, they are of God. If they confess Jesus is Lord, that he's God in human flesh, if they're confessing exactly what the word says, well, the Spirit of God guides that. The Spirit of God wants to unleash Christ. The Spirit of God with you right now, if you don't know him. And even if you're here as a Luciferian, a Satanist, as many of you are, that listen, that monitor, that even do things against the shows at times, then let it be known, the Spirit of God, because the end is not yet. And today is a day of redemption, of God's calling. If you hear the voice of God and God is calling you, listen, you need to come. Because it involves an absolute exchange. The taking away of your sin. The taking away of Satan's rights. The taking away of hell's rights. The giving of you of the righteousness of Christ. God, through the blood of Jesus, what he's done at the cross, you are purified, cleansed, and forgiven. And the life and the power and the presence and the love of the living Christ comes in, included the giving of the gift of eternal life. And all the promises of God at that moment as a child of God. Can you say you're a child of God? I mean, as humanity, we might say, well, we're all children of God. No, I'm talking about, do you know God? I'm saying to the New Ager, to the psychic, to the remote viewer, I'm saying to all of you that have been guided by an energy, a presence, a supernaturalism that has presented to you a little pocket-sized rabbit's foot Jesus, a fake Jesus that's not God, that's not a Savior, that didn't do anything at the cross, that's not coming again. A little fake Jesus that they try to tell you, you are going to become like him. Really? Has even one of the hundreds of millions of New Agers worldwide in the last 40 years become Jesus Christ? Come on. I watched a special over the weekend. Charles Manson, he said he was Jesus Christ. Koresh said he was the sinning Savior. A lot of the cults that have been developing, including Sun Moon and the Moonies, he claims to be Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ himself said 2,000 years ago, in the disciples, when individuals wanted to know, what are the signs of the end of the age? Here's what, listen, take note. This is I'm not talking about Edgar Cayce. I'm not talking about Nostradamus. I'm not talking about the Mayan prophecies or the Hopi. Now we're saying, out of the mouth of Jesus Christ, the first thing, don't let anyone deceive you. Many will come in my name. The goal of many of those coming in Jesus' name is to deceive. Those are the words of Jesus. Does any New Ager, any 2012er, does any psychic or remote viewer take those words to heart? I hope that you do. I really do, because to miss this, literally, is to miss the Spirit of God and what the Spirit of God is saying. Only the Spirit of God can unveil the fullness of God in Christ to you. Only the Spirit of God can guide you and open you up and lead you, listen, to coming to God personally. You ever hear these words? I'm going to read again. The words of warning. Now, these are written, some would, well, it could be up to 50 years later after the death, resurrection of Christ. Here's what it says, 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Dear children or beloved, this is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now, many antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. That's pretty clear. Absolutely pretty clear. I think you would agree with that. But this involves the movement of the spirit of Antichrist. This involves that operating presence that has led the Gnostics, that have guided others throughout the years, that is guided, listen, not only in occultism, in the Masons, in the secret societies, in the cults that have developed, in the combination of kind of pseudoscience, science, technology, and Spiritism, the channelers, in all of ufology and the alienology issues of those out-of-the-body experiences and astro projectors, they're all in touch with the spirit of error and that hierarchy, the great wide brotherhood. They're in touch with the entities that are manifesting as prophesied, unprecedented in all of history, with the goal, as Jesus Christ said, to deceive many. Jesus said that side of the fence is coming on such a level that their goal will be to deceive literally billions. When Antichrist comes, the goal is the seduction of billions. That's how big the issue of the spirit of Antichrist is. The spirit of Antichrist guided Helena Blavatsky, guided Alice Bailey, guided the development of the Theosophical Society, guides the Amalantra working, the Babylon working that rocket scientist Jack Parsons was into. It is the spirit of Antichrist that guided Aleister Crowley in his engagement with rituals and opening the door for Lamb, what looks like an alien presence but is demonic. It is that which has guided all along the way cults and groups that, number one, first reject the original message of God in Christ, the power of the cross, the gift of salvation, and the second coming. That's one thing they all have in common. And then present a de-deified, shrunk down. You know, it's kind of like they taking the entire message of Jesus and Jesus, all about him, his personhood, throw him into their occult dryer, and out comes a shrunken message. De-deified, stripped of saviorhood, stripped of the cross, stripped of the power of what he did there, of the resurrection. They don't preach that. See, this is why I'm saying to even Satanists and Luciferians that they won't tell you. They're not going to tell New Agers by the millions. They're not going to tell you. The spiritual events, voices, experiences, dreams, engagements, the spiritual synchronicities, if they guide you to information they want you to embrace that involves a de-deified, non-saving Christ, I guarantee you it is the spirit of Antichrist. The spirit of Antichrist will find ultimate global projection, influence, when the actual physical Homo Satanas Antichrist is unveiled to the world. At that moment in history, hell on wheels will have just injected a satanic nitroglycerin to the gas of hell's fury. And don't you understand that it involves not only the death, destruction of the earth, of the nations, of billions, but the loss of eternal redemption? What side of the fence are you really on? May God, the sweet Holy Spirit of grace, open eyes and hearts right now. May the love and yet the authority of the living Christ, on the one hand, speak to hearts, but on the other hand, destroy the satanic deceptions right now. May God lift up your heart by the word of God, lift up your eyes, and have you look full in the face of Jesus Christ. Here's the one that says, I love you. I have come for you. I've given my life for you. This is the one the Holy Spirit caused the conception in Mary. This is the one, as he lived that sinless life in coming to public ministry, the Holy Spirit, John the Baptist, the great man of God, saw the Spirit of God come down on him without limit, testifying that this is God now in human flesh. Even the angels have said that, and clearly the demons know it. Whether you do or not, it involves your relationships now, and it involves what side of the fence of eternity you will be on. The Spirit of Antichrist. Well, that is what we're dealing with this week. It is similar in the sense to the many antichrists 1 John talks about, chapter 2. There are many antichrists from the very beginning, like sun, moon, like anyone that claims they are the Christ. And when I watched the other day that Charles Manson on that ranch forcing guys and girls to have all kinds of sexual relationships, do acid and do drugs, and command some of them to go and slaughter and stab and slaughter and stab other human beings, yet he claimed to be the Christ. Can you imagine? At first, there were some that believed him. Like the Antichrist to come that I think that millions are concerned about, but may have no idea how to detect, this is the one who comes to replace the real Christ. That's exactly what New Age foundational writers, speakers, and leaders have done. No different. The Spirit of Antichrist has guided the little ones, will guide the big one, will guide a critical mass, a sense of opposition to the real Christ with the goal of replacement of a fake globalism. There's an ultimate end to all of this, a fulfillment of a prophecy written 3,000 years ago, Psalm chapter 2. Have you read it? God's speaking about the very end of days, the days even of Armageddon. The nations, the peoples, the kings, they're raging, they're conspiring, they're taking their stand. See, the Spirit of Antichrist takes its stand against God, against the Messiah Christ, against the Savior. The goal, well, rid the world of God and of Christ and replace with someone else. We're at the end of the hour. I hear the music coming. And I want you to know right now that, listen, we love you. Go to shatterthedarkness.net. Get all the free downloads you can while the internet works, you know. May God bless you. See you tomorrow night at 6 p.m. This is Russ Dizdar.